Chairman, Stephen Mayne, a very small shareholder. Just got a follow-up question from last year's AGM. We had the unusual spectre of a very well-performed company having an against vote on its remuneration report of almost 50%. And I remember asking you at the time what the issue was, and we got a sort of a few vague comments about what the issue was, but you didn't actually come to the issue. Now, my understanding of the issue was that it was raised by Institutional Shareholder Services, the proxy advisory firm, and they had told their clients to vote against the remuneration report because Oxiana had changed the performance period on Owen's options. So in one annual report we said it was a couple of years, and in the next annual report we said it was a different period. And the effect of that was that Owen was able to exercise a couple of million options that he wouldn't have otherwise been able to exercise, and the benefit to Owen from that was a couple of million dollars, I think. Now, I've never seen any proper explanation of this from the company. You've put out statements and you've tried to explain issues and clarify, but you've never actually come to the core of the issue, which is what I've just explained. So can I just ask you now, do you accept that that was the issue, and can you just talk us through what happened, why the performance period was changed, why you therefore allowed the options to be issued, and whether you've changed any processes or what the fallout from that is? Because it was a bit of a shock to see a company which is such a great story cop such a rejection from its shareholders on its remuneration report, and then not level with its shareholders publicly about what the issue actually was at question at last year's annual meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. It does relate to last year, and there's a couple of things wrong about what you stated. So let me tell you exactly what happened. In our report, we had a two-year measurement period over which the comparative TSR was measured. But in our annual report, we had incorrectly put that down as financial year. The ISS people you referred to brought that to our attention, I think 3 days before the AGM, and requested that we submit a correction. We debated whether that would confuse or not, and at the AGM I did state that that was in fact an error in the report, that the 2 years did apply. You said that Owen benefited by 2 million. Actually, on the contrary, although we were a very great, well-performed company over all those years, and the best-performed company over 5 years, because of the date that we applied, which was the two-year, Owen only got 50% of his options, something that really annoyed him, I can tell you. When you're the best-performing company on the ASX for 5 years, and you voted the CEO of the year, etc., to be clipped by the board for 50% of your options, got up his nose. We did go onto our release to the ASX and on our website and explain this. We also explained that, in fact, there was a second error which had come to our notice after the AGM, which related to the volatility factor that was used in the Black and Scholes formula for calculating the value of shares that were in the reports. It doesn't affect the value of the shares, actually. It was just what was reported by this method. And so we took advice on that and reported what would have been the value with a different volatility factor. This year we took further advice, and people have said to us that the Black and Scholes method is probably not the most appropriate method for a company in our growth phase and given the volatility of our shares, and that a binomial or Monte Carlo method would be more appropriate. And we have taken that advice, used external people to do the calculations, and applied the binomial method for the calculation. So, Stephen, there was no attempt to obfuscate or deceive. There was not, in fact, a generous grant of additional shares to Owen, quite the reverse. And I think now, out of the exercise, we learned a lesson, and I think we've got a better method of calculation, more appropriate to our circumstance. Thank you.